It's cute how you think that you didn't misbehave today, little one. For starters, you only did the stuff on your chore list that you deemed was fun. You had no problem edging yourself 3 times while I was away, right? Right. But I see the floor wasn't swept, nor was the dishwasher put away. I'm sure you're wearing nothing underneath your outfit because the list told you. But if I were to walk into the bathroom, I'm still going to see the mess from this morning when I left it, aren't I? What did you do today that was so important that you figured you could ignore the list I left out for you? I'm genuinely curious, because clearly you had time to do some of the things. But the trend seems to be whatever you accomplished, that was also pleasurable for you. If it was going to feel good, and maybe invite more fun later, you had no issue doing it. But when the task was deemed boring, you decided to skip it. Isn't that so odd? If I can't trust you to do the chores left out, how am I supposed to trust you and trust that what you said was the truth? Were you able to stop yourself at only 3 edges? Or did you treat yourself to an unearned orgasm too? Should I check the cameras to see if you're telling the truth? You know I have them in every room. I need to always keep an eye on you, little one. It's not like I can trust you to behave yourself, brat. I'll give you one more chance to tell the truth, or else I'm going to check the cameras. And remember, I'll be more lenient on you if you respect me and tell me what actually happened. Now, did you stop yourself at 3 edges, or did you treat yourself to an orgasm? That's what I figured. If you weren't going to do the chores on the list provided, why would you listen to any of the instructions? I give you an inch and you go for a mile. Orgasming without permission is naughty behavior, little one. I can't let you think that this is appropriate for you to decide. It very clearly is not. I control when you come. Not you. You aren't trusted to be in control of your own pleasure. Not anymore. You gave that over to me. I'm going to have to punish you. I want you to take off your pants and bend over my knee. Look at that. You really didn't wear anything underneath, did you? How did I know that that was the one on the list of chores you would have actually completed? Now bend over my lap, brat. See, this is what happens when you misbehave. If you don't want to end up in this position, then you should do what you're told. It's the simplest thing, and you can't even do that right. Oh, you're so fucking lucky. You should be grateful I'm even using spit as lube for you. If I wanted to make this lesson stick, I would have just shoved it in you, but I'm being nicer than that. I'm lubing up the vibrator with my own spit. I'm going to make sure that it is at least a little wet to ease the way. That's way more than you deserve, brat. Now stay nice and still for me while I place it in. Nice and easy. Shh, just like that, little one. You can take it. You were desperate enough to fuck yourself earlier. What's the difference? Is this one big or something? Come on. This shouldn't be too big of a deal. You already did this earlier, didn't you? That's right. Having the vibrator seated fully inside you, it feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah. Now you don't have to worry about your hole being empty anymore. I know how much that irks you. An empty hole is an unused hole, and that's not something you like the feeling of. You're a brat with only one thing on your mind. Your own pleasure. Your own desire to come. That's how you ended up bent over my leg with a vibrator pressing against that special spot inside you. With one click of this button, it turns on. It starts pulsing away at you at whatever speed I want. See, I'm here because I'm going to make sure that you don't push it out while I spank you. And I expect you to come like this, little one. You're not going to disappoint me after disobeying me, are you? No, you're not. So prove it to me, because from where I'm sitting, currently, you're nothing but a disobedient brat that is needing to be taught a lesson. Oh, does that feel good? It should. You've played with yourself how many times today? What a filthy slut I have. Bent over, feeling the vibrator against them. Look at you, without an ounce of shame displaying yourself for me. Your ass being shown as you're stuffed so fully. Oh, that's it. Moaning as I hit these cheeks of yours. Taking turns so that one doesn't end up stinging too much. Oh, that's right. The noises you make as I mix pain with pleasure. You love it, don't you? Your ass starts to warm up the more I spank you. The vibrator continuing to work you without stopping. You can't help but squirm at all the sensations. Such a naughty little brat. If only you had behaved yourself, then you wouldn't have gotten yourself in this position. You wouldn't feel like your ass is starting to sting. If only you hadn't come. If only you could control yourself, slut. And didn't have to rely on someone else to tell you when you can and can't touch. It's a shame that you can't even be in control of yourself. Oh, I guess it shouldn't matter too much. You don't have any regrets, do you? No. You're enjoying it way too much. My hands spanking you a bit harder each time as the pleasure starts to grow. You can't tell if it hurts or feels good anymore, can you? All you know is that you want more. That you want me to keep going. And I've learned that the only way you fucking learn, the only way to teach you a lesson is by fucking it into you. You don't take things seriously unless there's a promise of getting sex. I should have known that considering your one-track whore brain. You're too stupid to really care about anything that doesn't feel good. It seems like I'm just going to have to train you better, little one. I'll have to teach you how to get a handle on your natural slut instincts because you don't see the need to do that. I don't know why, it's so odd. Almost like you like being a slut. You were never taught how to feel ashamed of your actions. You were never taught to be humiliated. I'm going to start reminding you to have the decency to know when to be embarrassed. If I have to put you over my knee every single day and spank you until you're a sobbing mess, then that's what I'll do. Whatever it takes to get you to perform like an angel for me instead of a slutty brat who can't control themselves. Wouldn't it be so much nicer to be praised, to be given compliments? Why wouldn't you want that, little one? Why wouldn't you? Is it because this is more important? It's more fun to get that momentary dopamine, isn't it? Touching yourself just feels so good. Whenever you start, you don't see a point in stopping it, do you? No, you don't. You just keep going until it's too late to stop, right? Unable to control your baser desires. You're no different from an animal. Moaning the more I spank you, the more the vibrator works you. The pain mingles with the pleasure as you feel yourself getting closer to release. It just feels so good, doesn't it? I know it does, whore. You like anything that touches you so intimately. It doesn't matter who, does it? As long as someone's touching you, as long as someone is fucking you and making you feel good, then nothing else matters. It could be a complete stranger. You would be begging them for more, wouldn't you? Oh, that's why you have such a short leash with me, whore. I can't trust you to not go to the nearest person and start begging them for a little bit of action. Without me around, you're just a slut. But with me around, you're my slut. That proves you have some sort of value, doesn't it? Only when it has my in front of it does it mean anything. Sluts? Sluts are a dime a dozen, but my slut is special. And I can take away that title at any point. So behave yourself for me, little one. There are plenty of other whores who would take your place and enjoy following my rules. If you can't obey them, what's stopping me from finding someone else who will? Nothing. So you have to make this worth it for me. You know that, don't you? And that's why you're writhing around in my lap the more I spank you, right? Putting on a show, making such loud noises. Trying to come as quickly as you can while the vibrator pushes you closer to your orgasm. Your ass must feel like it's on fire at this point, little one. That's all right. You deserve it. You only brought this on yourself, brat. You can thank yourself tomorrow when you're too sore to take a seat. If I could teach you a lesson in any other way, I would. But lessons don't seem to stick with you unless they're fucked into you. It's the only way you learn, isn't it? You're just a horn, little one, squirming in my lap as you get closer to coming. The pleasure keeps building even as the spanking continues. You don't want it to stop. You want me to keep spanking you until you come all over my leg, don't you? God, how pathetic are you, little one? Slowly those walls fall apart. They fall apart. You can't contain the puddle of bliss you turn into. Getting closer to coming with every passing second. Yeah. Letting the vibrator work you. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it? That's right, brat. Your ass might hurt, but the pleasure you're feeling, well, that overwhelms it. They mix together, making you feel even better. Your orgasm come even quicker. Oh, that's it, slut. Taking your punishment so well. If there's one thing you can do right, it is being spanked. Moaning in ecstasy the more you get. I'm not even sure if you'll be able to sit down tomorrow without wincing. Do you think you're going to bruise, slut? I bet you are. Gonna leave marks on your ass to remind you to do your chore list. You're not gonna be forgetting anytime soon, are you? No, you aren't. That's a good slut. Taking your punishment properly. Yeah. If only you had behaved yourself from the very beginning. You wouldn't be a sobbing and desperate mess, begging to come without an ounce of shame. If only you had listened. Then I would still have some respect left for you. But you didn't. You're just a naughty slut, little one. That's all you're ever going to be. It's foolish of me to think that you could be more than that. Practically crying out for more spanks. Begging to come. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're so close, aren't you? Yeah. The pain blends so perfectly with the pleasure. You're right on the edge of bliss and waiting for me to send you over. That's a good slut. Taking me just like a proper whore should. Why don't you show me that you have the ability to listen and come for me? Come on, you can do it. Come for me, little one. Come on, command. You know it feels good. So come for me. Show me how good you are. Come for me, little one. Yes. Oh, just like that. So good for me. Yeah. It seems like you can do something right. It just has to involve coming. Such a dirty slut. You did so good for me. You're forgiven, little one. Do you want to come here and get a hug? That's my sweetheart. Yeah. You did so good for me. Took your punishment so well. Yes. I'm so proud of you, little one. Yes, I am. Oh, I love you so much, sweetheart. You know I didn't mean anything I said, right? That's right. I'm proud of what you were able to get done today. I was only pretending to be upset so we could have some punishment. You're amazing today, just like you've been amazing every day of your life. You mean the world to me. You're the best submissive anyone could ever have. I don't even think about looking at other people because I've won the jackpot with you. Kinda crazy to say out loud, I know. I don't know. I love you more than I love breathing. You make me happy in a way I didn't know was possible before. You're always so good for me, and I'm so lucky to have you, that I get to call you mine. It's not every day that the most amazing person in the room decides to pick you as their partner. I don't know. I can't help but smile. I'm the luckiest person alive because I get to have you all to myself, little one. You're so fucking wonderful. You know that? It's true. I'm not mad at you. I'm not disappointed. I'm not upset or sad or anything negative. I'm really happy with you. And I'm really proud of you. You took your punishment so well, and now everything is forgiven. You've learned your lesson, haven't you? That's all I ask then, little one. I love you, sweetheart. I didn't mean anything I said. I will tell you how smart and kind and amazing and perfect and brilliant and any other compliment I can think of for however long you need, okay? I mean, it's not like it's hard. I already brag about you to my family and friends and even my coworkers. Talking about how amazing you are to your face doesn't really change any of that. You know how much I care about you. I tell you every day that you're the most fantastic person I've ever fucking met. The only difference is that this time, you can't fight or disagree with me, okay? Pinky, promise me it, sweetheart. Say you'll accept my compliments and not dismiss them. That's my sweetheart. Oh, I love you so much. You're the most considerate, intelligent, fun person to be around. I'm so lucky I met you. I'm so lucky that you're in my life, little one.